music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And I want to welcome you into the studio now, Madeleine Eves from DCC North. And we're going to talk about a couple of things, Madeleine, but we're going to talk first about the Glen Boxing Club. That was a great news story.
Ah, that was a year ago, caused me heart being broke over Christmas, when I heard that they lost the premises. We knew it was going to come, though. But not we just didn't expect it to happen so quickly.
Yeah. And what's the story now? They're in a prefab or something?
Yeah, I think St. Paul's down in Colester have loaned them some sort of a prefab, but they can only take like a handful of students at a time. And as you know, the club had built up very quickly up to 120 students over the last 2 years. And they had reached such heights, like, you know, the amount of medals and titles that they won in the 2 years just showed the potential that's in the Coolock area, north central area. It was phenomenal, the work that they did. So it was very sad. Like, we just got the news before Christmas that the owners had sold on the building. So it was through nobody's fault. We knew it was going to be a short-term lease, but these things happen. So we're just frantically now looking for another premises.
So if there's anybody out there with a premises, they can contact yourself.
Or Brian Foley. Or Brian We'd Foley. Be delighted to take it off their hands,
Right on now, you said they had huge success. They were bringing in medals from all over the place.
And
it was taking kids in off the roads, in off the streets.
Well, to and, build up to 120 and have, and the amount of girls that they had was like incredible. And I'd call down a couple of nights, and the atmosphere in their club, it was amazing. The trainers they have, like, you know, Brian and Darren, like, they were just brilliant with the kids. And I'd often meet parents around Northside, and they'd be talking about the boxing club and saying, God, my daughter's after taking up boxing, and it would be that club to be talking about. So it was great to hear it from independent people, do you know, how good it was. But I'm very positive that we'll be back on the road. I'm very positive that we will.
And these people, they're all volunteers, and they dedicate their time for the children. For the
I know, kids. And we've talked about this before, the amount of good work that's done by people in around the Coolock area. The likes of the Bryans and the Frank Derbys with the football, like, you know, amazing people coming out and spending evenings with kids,
Right, well, we're going to move on because you're getting involved now in another project, a new project.
Yeah, this project, I recently linked in with a girl called Deirdre Arnold from the Drugs Task Force. They're based down there in Artane. And met her through a Safer Derndale forum, and we got talking, and she was looking for how to get in to the likes of the football clubs in the area. So she knew I'd have all the connections working with the people over the years. So we've set up kind of a little task force between the Drugs Task Force, the FAI, and the City Council. So there'd be myself from Community Development, Jason Brady from Sports, and what we're going to try and do is bring out this programme to educate kids and do it through sport, because that's where the large congregation of kids are. And Deirdre has put a programme, Deirdre and Claire down there in the task force have put a programme together to go in and try and educate kids. They want to do a programme for parents. They want to do a programme for mentors and teachers, that they will recognise the signs if kids maybe start to dabble a little, because nobody knows how to deal with this, and then it just catapults out of control. So just trying to educate everybody that's involved in with kids, trying to get that knowledge out there and just have people more aware of what's going on.
Yeah, because the people that sell these drugs, they will actually go for children.
Well,
get children involved.
That's what's happening, you know. And actually, there was a programme there on TV3 there a couple of weeks ago about the drugs in the inner city. And anybody I know that actually watched that, even the hardest of people, actually cried looking at it, because it was just so sad that young children are so aware of drugs and drug addicts and the knock-on effect it has on families and communities. And it's just destroying the place.
Yeah, it's an epidemic, really.
I think
it's sort of swept under the carpet a bit in this country.
I certainly would feel that. So I think this is a great opportunity that we have, and I'm delighted to have met up with Deirdre Arnold. We'd be very passionate about working in the communities and making communities a better place. And Jimmy Moles from the FAI, Jason Brady from Dublin City Council, like, have all come on board, and we're all willing to really put our backs into this programme to just, as they say, if they can save one kid from going down that road.
That's very true.
They would be delighted.
And
with
as
that.
You said, it causes havoc in families. It just doesn't affect the person who's become addicted to drugs. It affects the family. And
it's, it's unbelievable, the knock-on effect.
Yeah, the people are getting into crime. They need the money to buy the drugs that are...
Well, the other interesting thing that has come out through talking to Deirdre is which parents, if there's any parents listening now, that alcohol with girls is a huge problem, especially vodka, naggins of vodka with young girls. And this is kind of a cool thing. And kids as young as 12, 13, 14, cool to be drinking naggins of vodka. And before they know it, then they're dependent on a substance. So, like, you know, this is all about educating people about just becoming addicted to any sort of substance.
Yeah. Because as you say, alcohol is another huge problem.
Yeah, huge among young girls, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. That's news to me.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
12-year-olds, you're saying?
12, 13, 14, naggins of vodka. You know, and kids going to, you know, these nightclubs and dressing up like older people, and their childhood has been robbed from them, basically. And it's just so nice to see kids being kids. And I would just love to urge parents to keep their kids as long as possible.
Definitely, yeah. And you hear about non-alcoholic dances and discos and stuff like that, and the management are having to ring up the parents and say, listen, you have to come out here and get your daughter
it's
or
happening,
your son.
It's happening all the time.
They're drunk out of
so
their heads.
If nothing else, when we start this programme, and we're going to be starting up there on the Oscar Traynor Road through Jimmy Moulds and the FAI, that parents will come in and they will be educated as to, they may not know, it may not be very noticeable that their kids could be taking alcohol from the house or whatever. But so we're hoping it will just make parents more vigilant.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, you didn't know that. I didn't know that.
That's new to me.
Yeah, and God, I'd hate to be rearing kids now in this whole era. I would hate to be rearing kids.
Like, I have granddaughters that age, and to think that they'd be drinking vodka, it's heartbreaking.
Well, it's just something
new. I know they aren't.
And it's peer pressure and social media and all. Like, it's a whole new world we're living in.
Oh, that's crazy.
And social media and peer pressure are two of the biggest problems that parents have to deal with right now.
So when is this kicking off?
We're hoping by the end of the month. And this is something, would you like me to read this?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Claire Crimmins from the Drugs Task Force and myself so far have contributed to this piece. So it's going to read like this is for a press release that the Dublin North East Drugs and Alcohol Task Force, the FAI and Dublin City Council, have decided to combine their commitment to improve communities by trying to get as much information out there with regard to drug prevention so as to ensure a better future for our children. Although effective school-based prevention programmes are available, the decimation at schools has not been successful for most programmes. Family-based drug prevention programmes are a promising new area of drug prevention. Although it may be very hard to reduce the use of substances available, we feel that a community combined approach between young people and the agencies may be more effective than each of them alone. We agree that more cohesion is needed by all the stakeholders in our communities. We are all singing from the same hymn sheet, but we just do it on different days. The task force believes that this is a great opportunity to develop a working relationship with the Oscar Traynor Training Centre and its elite players is the beginning of a new path of combating the problem of substance abuse among our young people and ties in with their belief. The National Drug Strategy is promoting a healthy Ireland and encouraging young people to stay fit, strong and healthy through sport and especially football. This will be open to all coaches and every sporting organisation, but we're just starting with the soccer. The Drugs Task Force are already operating in 44 schools, primary and secondary. All talks that are given are age appropriate. So that's as much as we've written so far. So
yeah,
I hope that comes across as being informative.
It's very, very informative. It's also very, very important to catch children before they actually get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you're sucked into that lifestyle, it's very hard to get out of it.
So we just feel like Deirdre works in the community. Jimmy Moulds does great programmes with the FAI. I work in community development and I don't see the harm in us pulling our knowledge and expertise and commitment to try and put this out here, you know, for the betterment of people. I can't see it being a problem.
And I think everybody knows somebody who's involved in this, in drugs,
addicted to drugs,
or alcohol.
Yeah. And the thing that hit me looking at that programme on TV3 there a couple of weeks ago was these little kids, maybe these little boys were interviewed in a community centre, and they were probably aged between 9 and 12, and their gorgeous little innocent faces being able to talk about drugs. And I'm like, they should be out playing in the muck with their bikes and their cowboy hats, and they were talking about stepping over drug addicts, knowing the names of the drugs, and I just thought, Jesus, that's so sad. Now, listening to them, it was great that they were able to talk about the use of their community centre, and especially football. So, you know, that want and that need is there by children, so we just want to enforce it.
Yeah, and some of those kids that you're talking about, they could actually be sucked into this, because the people that are selling these drugs,
and you're just
they're
in
heartless,
that.
They don't care.
Yeah, and you're just in that whole, you're just caught up in that, you know, so... Anyway, we'll keep soldiering on to try and get the positive messages out there. And sport is a great way of keeping people on the straight and narrow, because when people get involved in sport, they want to do well, and they don't want to do anything that's going to inhibit their chances of being the best they can be. So,
now, sport is fantastic, and we were talking about the boxing club. So if there's anybody out there with a premises, please make contact.
Yes.
And the football, we know of all the people involved in the football and Kilmore Celtic.
Yeah. No, great. Yeah, just great programmes. Great programmes in the area. And if anybody is looking for programmes to get their kids into, they can always contact me, Madeline Ebbs, Senior Community Officer here in Bunratty Road, Dublin City Council.
Okay, Madeline, once again, thanks very much. Is there anything else coming up or anything else?
No, just if there's anybody out there who wants to get involved in our Tuesday morning Stardust Walks, they are amazing. Absolutely amazing. We've about a core group of maybe 35 to 40 now, built into a lovely social little group. Come back here for tea and a coffee on a Tuesday. And at the moment, we have Dublin Culture Connect is a group, and they're kind of working through the City Council, bringing the importance of music and movement and exercise. So we've actually combined that programme on a Tuesday morning as well in the park. So if anybody had been driving by the Stardust yesterday, they thought, what's going on there? Because we were doing some old Celtic dance.
Yeah.
This lady, Justine, who's from New Zealand, giving us some lovely choreography to try and appreciate your surroundings, the sunshine, the air, the trees.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I can only think I must be in great need of some meditation and relaxation, because I enjoyed it that much. But a lovely group of people on a Tuesday morning. So if you're sitting at home looking for something to do, no pressure, walk as slow as you like, as fast as you like, you should come along to the walks on a Tuesday morning.
And do you still come back here to the restaurant downstairs?
They all come back here for tea, a coffee and a bun. So it's just a nice little social programme. So we're aiming towards, last year we did a Wicklow hike, this year we're looking at doing the walk from Bray to Greystones. We'll wait till the weather picks up, which is a beautiful hike if you've never done it. So that's our aim. Now, it's an 8K walk. We may have to lose some people over the cliff on the way if they're not able for it. But and then the park run, hopefully the park in Derrindale will be dried out by next Saturday morning. Park run on Saturdays.
Okay, and talking about the Stardust Memorial Park, it is the anniversary of the Stardust tragedy.
That's
I think it's the 37th, I'm not sure. But our thoughts are with the families.
Absolutely.
Who are still struggling for
closure. Without a doubt.
Okay, Madeline, thank you very much for coming in to me. It's always a pleasure.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.